What's one of the earliest memories you have being together?
Well, we were always a very close-knit family. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What did you like doing together? Did you do things together?
Yeah, we played stick ball and punch ball, and Joseph did a lot of running around. He was a runner, sports and all, and vacation. We all did all vacations together.
Mm-hmm. Well, as a child, do you remember any favorite toys of his that he played with in particular?
Oh, it was always his fire
engine,
fire apparatus.
Really?
Yes. He used to run around. We lived on Broadway, which was the main thoroughfare, Highway 9, Route 9. And right there, as soon as he heard the fire engines, he was, no matter where he was, he would fly out. And he'd be at the window. And from the time when he was real little, he actually found something to stand on so that he could be up over the windowsill. But then, as we got older and older, you know, he got taller and taller, and he was able to. But when he was real little, he used to drag this. Mm-hmm. He had like a little wooden stool, and he would put it over there. He had it in this one spot mm-hmm. that he could stand up and see the fire engines going either up or down.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't going to miss them going
no
by.
Way, no, no way. No. And he ran around in a slicker and a
boots and his helmet.
And a helmet.
Talk about a calling.
Right, yeah. Right. That's why we were not surprised when he wanted to become a fireman.
Nora.
As far as toys and things, and having three sisters, it didn't really matter to Joseph. You know, he had his tastes, and he had his toys and his interests and his collections. And the fact that he had three sisters, that didn't infringe on his interests in any way. He was his own person.
They did their stuff, I'm doing mine, yeah.
Exactly. So
I'm sure it was reflected in the toys he had, as they said, you know.
Yes, his many cars and his cards. He had collections of baseball cards. And through Joseph, too. We got the interest in baseball. The girls developed that interest of baseball because of Joseph, too. So he was a very active little guy. And I do remember those stories of him running to the window and in the when Engine 81 in particular would go down Broadway, he'd be out the window, and you would have to hold on to his feet. He'd be at the fire escape window, and he was just a little guy.
Why was Engine 81 special?
Engine 81 was the firehouse in the Bronx that would come down past our door, or our windows on Broadway. We lived right on Broadway, and we lived right across the street from Inwood Hill Park, and we had the best of both worlds. New York City's the greatest city in the world, but we lived in a part of the city that we had a park that we could just run wild in. And then on our street alone, on 212th Street, where we lived, we had a school, PS 98. PS 98 had not one, not two, but three big schoolyards. And when Patty and Maureen were talking about playing punch ball and stick ball, those were the yards that we played in. We played in the schoolyards of PS 98. And we had really had the best of both worlds. We were in the city.
More suburban-like.
Mm-hmm. Yep. One funny story that I haven't heard the girls mention was about Mighty Mo the Cannon. Now, one Christmas, Joseph got from Santa Claus, it was a big cannon, and it was called Mighty Mo. And you would put these plastic cannonballs inside this cannon, and you would shoot them. Well, this one Christmas, our father, and his good friend Frank Brady. Now Frank Brady used to come to our family every Christmas, and he would snap pictures of us. He would take pictures of us, and from the time we were real little to, well, maybe we were 10, 11, 12.
He was a neighbor?
He was a good friend. He was a neighbor friend of my father's growing up in the old neighborhood, and he was in the Army. Daddy or Papa had gone into the Navy, but they remained good friends for up until until Frank died. But Frank Brady was a very nice man. Well, when Daddy and Frank would get together, they would reminisce and they would drink. And they would have Boilermakers, and they would drink Boilermakers, and they would kind of wind up in an inebriated state. And of course, us kids would get a kick out of it because they were funny. Yeah. So this one year with this Mighty Mo,
they became very sociable.
Very sociable. And they decided they wanted to play with Mighty Mo. So here are these two grown men and Joseph, because Joseph was loving this, that he had these two playmates. They were a little bit bigger than him, but what was the matter with that? And they played with Mighty Mo, and they were shooting these cannonballs, and they were set it up in the living room. And the way our apartment was, it was a three-room apartment. Mighty Mo was set up in the living room, and they opened the door to the bedroom, and they would clear shoot these cannonballs onto the back wall of the bedroom. The bedroom wall.
A lot of laughter ensuing, I'm sure.
They had a grand time. They had a grand time, and they shot a hole in the wall of the bedroom. And now, my mother, on the other hand, wasn't too happy about it, but we had a hoot and a holler to watch this. And Joseph, of course, was in his glory because, you know, girls don't know how to play with Mighty Mo, but these guys, they meant business, and they had a field day.
When guys get access to a weapon, something happens.
Yes, I think so.
Patty.
And he liked to take things apart, too, because we have a picture of him pulling a clock apart. He liked to take things apart.
I notice you say apart. Did they get back together?
No. No. This clock never went back
together. No, that clock didn't, but he was pretty good.
That's how you start. You start taking things apart and seeing how they work. With no concern if it's ever going to get back together again.
And he always watched the Super. When the Super came up to fix anything, Joseph was there to look. And Mama used to say, watch. And Mama used to say, Joseph. And he says, no, that's a calling for him to watch. So,
yeah, he used to watch, yeah. He learned how to spackle. Mm-hmm. He learned how to put some piping underneath, you know, the waste pipe underneath the sink. Mm-hmm. But he was always there watching and very, very inquisitive. Mm-hmm. Why did you do that? What would happen if this happened? You know, that type of thing. He was a very inquisitive child.
Taking it all in.
Yes, yes. Very inquisitive.
You just described him somewhat. How else would you describe him? Was he mischievous? Was he quiet? Was he happy?
He was happy.
He was a happy child.
Yeah.
We grew up with a bunch of rough kids.
Yeah.
There were two different families there, and they were a handful, and they were always getting in trouble, and you know you didn't want to stay away from them. And I remember my mom used to say to him, Joseph, never ignore them, but don't follow them either. Which he knew. He had enough common sense to realize that. Because these kids were just trouble, really.
Remember when Mommy told him not to tell him about Santa Claus?
Oh,
my
yes.
Mom told Joseph not to say.
He still believed in Santa Claus. And
what age are you talking about?
He was probably about 8 or so, 9.
Yeah.
And the kids came to visit him, and he very innocently said, look what Santa Claus brought me. Well,
they laughed.
This was like Joe. They called him Joe. We called him Joseph. Mm-hmm. He's always been Joseph, and still sometimes, because Carol always refers to him as Joe, and then you know I'll say, oh, Joseph, you know, because I still call him Joseph. And it was like these kids were mean. They really were. Mm-hmm. They were mean. But he handled it well. He mm-hmm. did. He handled mm-hmm. it well.
Did he defend Santa Claus?
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah, yeah.
You guys don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I got the presents to prove it.
That's right. Exactly.
That's right.